Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat. It's Sunday. Look at how clear my video is. Look what's behind me. The sun, bright. Lots more brightness. Isn't it interesting that there are tons of airplanes flying overhead all morning here, but none of them has a contrail? How does that work? Sometimes the engines put out condensation, sometimes they don't. And we're supposed to believe that. The real story is more likely that the murderers in the sky for money flying around spewing these tons of aluminum and barium and whatever else the hell they're spraying have been off for the last couple of days. They got the weekend off. Look at how clear my video is. Look at how clear you can see the blue sky behind me. The light is reflecting. It's not that sort of grayish. Good morning, everyone. Glad you're here on Coffee Chat. You know, I want to talk a little bit about President Trump and what just happened with this thing in Congress where they pretend that they're working for us and they're going to get a bill against, you know, surveilling us and without warrants and they're going to block that because, you know, it's the Fourth Amendment and they're going to stand up for us and they're going to make sure we get our Fourth Amendment right to reasonable search and seizure and warrants. And at the last minute, comes down to one person, this a-hole that replaced the other a-hole, McCarthy, and oh, he voted against blocking it. So now you can have unreasonable search and seizure in violation of the United States Constitution, and everybody can pretend that it's lawful. Choosing my words carefully. Lawful. It's not lawful. It's in direct violation of a major amendment to the United States Constitution. But the important point of the story is that you would expect then President Trump, who's running for president again, to say, oh, that was atrocious. Oh, that Mike Johnson. He's against the American people. How could he do that? How could he side with breaking? Notice there are more birds when the sky is clearer. Sorry, I didn't mean to break, you know, non sequitur over to break over, but that was important. I'm hearing more tropical birds. I'm seeing more animals around, more insects when the skies are crystal clear blue and they're not spraying. Okay. You would get back to the topic, Jane. You would expect President Trump logically to come out and say, that Mike Johnson, he was against the American people. What is he doing? What's he talking about? Instead, he tweets, oh, come on, he's doing the best job he can under difficult circumstances. Are you going to swallow that crap? So let me tell you where I'm coming from. Because a lot of you are going to say, well, Dr. Jane, you know, what are we going to vote for? I don't care what you say. He's better than the alternative. And they want you to believe that you're boxed in. The reason he can get away with that in your face and side with the rhinos, the Uniparty, the corporate scum, the Capitol Hill scum. Oh, it's okay. Like, you know, Hillary. Oh, that played well in a, you know, lock her up played well in an election year. But it's okay. We'll leave her alone now. It's okay. The reason he thinks he's getting away with it, and all politicians get away with it, or try to, and do pretty well trying to get away with it, is because they bank on those advocates that'll say, well, but look at all the good he did. You know, I could just give you so many other examples, but look at the good they did. Well, every time your child, when they were younger, did something wrong. They stole from a friend, really seriously wrong, where you had an opportunity to teach them ethics, right? But what if the child said to you, you know, Dad, after you said, I saw you, I witnessed you, you did that, you stole that, or you did X, whatever the issue is. And the child said, yeah, but for the last week I've made my bed, I mowed the lawn, I helped Mom with the dishes. Think of all the good I've done. Would you abandon that important opportunity to redirect him, to reset him, to teach him? And so what I'm saying, hang on to that thought, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying vote for this one and not that one. I don't have a candidate because I don't believe, or let me reverse that, I believe they're all in on it. I believe they're all part of one thing. Matt Gaetz admitted there was a uniparty on that Brad Miller space a few months ago to me. Well, I can say that we've made some progress because the uniparty is a little weaker. Okay, so you're admitting there's a uniparty. That's good. And you want to tell us to relax because it's you guys who are part of it are weakening it. Okay, okay. See how stupid they think you are? God, they think you're stupid. I know you're not stupid because thousands of you write to me, post in my social media. I know you're not stupid. I know you see this. So you might say, well, Dr. Jane, what do I do? What's my alternative? Can't vote for Biden. It's not about that. You almost have to like put that aside for a moment. How about holding someone's feet to the fire? How about if he does get selected again, and that's all we have in that realm, you know, we have other opportunities as free Americans to try to get redress and relief in other ways. I'm talking peacefully. But how about holding his feet to the fire? How about holding the feet of the guy who said, you know, I could probably walk out on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and they'd still love me and stick up for me. And you know what? He was right. He was right. He wasn't lying. He was right. And so many millions of Americans have proved him right in the last 4 years. How about holding feet to the fire? How about, well, he did this, that's good. Oh, he turned the pipeline back on, but the border's still wide open. Or whatever it's gonna be after November, if he is the one that they put back in. How about holding his feet to the fire? Because it's all part and parcel of your country being eaten out from within, rotted out with disgusting, infectious, corrupted pus from the inside out. It's all part of that. And it's on your watch. I want to share with you some pieces from a really interesting thread from, okay, from a guy named Michael Senger. Now, he's got his biases, as we all do. He was a DeSantis supporter. But that doesn't mean that some of his postings didn't have some good points and some good work. Okay, let me share with you. He did this thread, excuse me, in January. I want to share a few highlights from it. Don't forget, this is the guy who told you it'll just be, what was it? 15 days to slow the spread. Just go along with us. Just follow what I'm telling you to do. Yes, it's a lockdown. Yes, we're shutting businesses. But just stay with me. Stay with my 3D, 6D, 8D chess. And just trust me for 15 days. How'd that work out for you? Your country economically was, and this is not hyperbole, decimated. You don't think that small business is the backbone of our country? You don't think it destroyed morale? You don't think that it wiped out the strength and the backbone of the middle class. And I understand the pain of it all too closely. I have a very close family member who lost a multi-generational family business. Did everything, you know, paced in and out, you know, laying off people, but bringing the same people back in, just work with me, let's keep it going. These employees were like family. 20, 30 years. In the end, it was blow after blow after blow economically, and it's hard, even for strong-rooted businesses. And I'm sure you can all relate to it. But just trust them for 15 days. Meanwhile, 3 and 4 years later, people's livelihoods are gone. They're more dependent on the government than ever before. And they don't see a way out. And many have committed suicide. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert, learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Trump knew the lockdown was a lie. He did it anyway. And I want you to hold his feet to the fire. I want you to say, yes, I'm going to vote for you again, most likely, but I'm going to hold you to this. We want weekly citizen meetings, whatever you're going to do in your locality. Do something. Rather than, you know, participate in this farce. And here's a quote from March 13th, 2020. He says, "This is why I outlined my administration's the fact," he doesn't often speak in complete sentences, "the fact that we've issued a requirement suspending all medically unnecessary visits to various places, but particularly nursing homes. All you did was separate families, kill off a bunch of elderly, and all medically unnecessary visits." Guess what was considered medically unnecessary? You're looking right here at a three-time survivor, malignant melanoma years ago in my 30s, and then two-time breast cancer survivor. 7 years apart, going for my every 6 month checkups for blood markers and things like that for my cancer, my breast cancer, after my multiple surgeries, radiation, and chemotherapy. Those were his, that he's talking about, medically unnecessary. They cut me off. They cut all of us off. It's not medically necessary. Could have gotten cancer creeping back in somewhere that could have been treated. Just saying. Really? Okay. Another one. On March 13th, a lot happened. Trump's Department of Health and Human Services, as Sanger says, quietly issues the initial template for COVID lockdowns that were to go for many, many, many months. Now, I'm no fan of Mike Pence. I think he's a traitor to the United States, and I think he's all part of the, you know, thing that got rid of the deselected Trump, okay? But basically, Mike Pence said on the 15th, you know, hey, this is the president, it's his call. It's all him. And Sanger says, Burks, Fauci, and Trump smile as they announce 15 days to slow the spread. Just snowing you. Hey, relax, 15 days. arguably the most destructive domestic policy ever implemented in the United States. Sanger reports, after the lockdowns went into effect, employment in the United States soared as high as 14%, almost 15%. That's a third world country. People lined up, you know, distance 6 feet to get food. Let me share a couple of others with you. The concept of social distancing was rubber stamped into US policy in 2004, modeled after China's lockdowns during SARS. Alternative histories of the birth of social distancing by the New York Times and Michael Lewis appear to have been nothing but thin cover stories. Then on March 27th, Trump defends closing schools. Closing schools was probably the most horrific, damaging thing we could have done to our children in the United States. He says, well, some of them are very happy not to go to school. They should just sit back and be proud of our country because we're doing it for them. Do you know what a horrific communist statement that is? They should be proud. Proud of their country. I'm proud of my country for locking me down and prohibiting me from going to school because we're doing it. They're doing it for me, the student. Sanger reports, and I wholeheartedly agree, and all of you should know this in retrospect, school closures proved to be one of the most destructive policies in United States history, setting many kids' education back by years, and creating a crisis of absenteeism and mental health we are still grappling with. 15 days.
My initial reaction was, okay, we're gonna fire the school board.
The National Teachers Union were driving these policies.
My job is to clear the obstacles.
I don't wanna lose sight of our hope and dream.
The union president said parents just need babysitters. I put in a FOIA request.
What a mess. What a filthy mess. Then he puts on his anti-lockdown persona, as they say. But behind the scenes, everyone in his administration under his control was pressuring states to remain shut down. April 14th, 2020, Trump says there are some states that want to open up now. If we disagree with it, we're not going to let them open. Don't tell me he prevented lockdowns. It's right there while you still have an internet. Do your due diligence. You know, your own statements don't make sense. The Trump administration pressured localities from the states down to prolong their mandates in defiance of state governors who wanted to reopen. Terrible. He says Trump publicly condemned Kemp's decision to reopen Georgia. I'm no friend, fan of Kemp either, however. Trump says, I told the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, that I disagree strongly with his decision. How can you say he avoided the, he got Operation Warp Speed so we wouldn't have to have the lockdowns. He never even said that. You can't ascribe something to him that he didn't even present or use as a position. Oh, I'm doing Operation Warp Speed and it's going to be some casualties, but let me tell you, I'm really preventing you from going into permanent lockdown into FEMA camp. He never said that. He never proposed that. That was never in any of his administrative documentation. And then all the complaining about Fauci. Nobody complained when Trump gave him a presidential commendation along with Burks and everybody else who's a fraud and a murderer. Fauci says Trump never disagreed with him. Fauci says, no, Trump went along with everything. So we went forward. I'm not making Fauci into an angel. But the guy's telling you. I mean, if he's lying, perfect opportunity for Trump to say, that's a lie, Fauci, scumbag. Never did. September 15th, 2020, Trump tells ABC's George Stephanopoulos, there's nothing I would have done differently. On numerous occasions, Trump boasted about and took personal credit for COVID restrictions and closures.
And we did the right thing. They can't do anything without the approval of the President of the United States.
Even the Democrats aren't blaming me for that.
We had to close it up.
Some people wish we never closed it down.
We did the right thing.
We closed it.
It's a decision for the...
Singer says, up to the very end of his term, the Trump White House was issuing guidance to states to prolong lockdowns. At the end of his term was way after COVID had hit. Trump often fashioned himself as a China hawk, but he was never short on praise for Xi Jinping, who pioneered the concept of lockdown. Trump's businesses continued to do millions of dollars in business annually with China during his time in office. And do a little research into Trump's NatSec advisor, Matt Pottinger. Arguably, Singer says, the most important official behind the U.S. response to COVID. He worked in China for 7 years and called the initial shots and meetings on COVID. A lot of blame to go around. But if he's in charge, he's in charge. There's a whole thing here on Pottinger intelligence. Pottinger is the one who recruited Deborah Birx into Trump's COVID task force. She played a leading role in the lockdowns. We all know she's a war criminal. We know she lied. Dr. Scarf, she's made a ton of conflicting statements. She should be indicted and prosecuted right now. Here's something that's really painful to read to you. Nearly $500 billion in federal COVID relief approved by the Trump administration was lost to fraud, particularly to hackers in China and Russia. We couldn't stop that? We're sharp enough to do all this other technology, but we couldn't stop that? Enough money to fund Russia's invasion of Ukraine for years. $500 billion. You don't think all those free PCR test kits by the millions that went out to everybody. Oh, you can have 5, you can have 10. And the ventilators and the medical countermeasures and the, I would say, billions of masks and all that. You don't think that fell off of trees, do you? You paid for it. What was used to bankrupt small businesses, all of this, none of it was free. The shots, free by the hundreds of millions, and giving them free to other countries? Trump administration officials awarded contracts for ventilators. Remember the thousands and thousands of ventilators? And PPE, personal protective equipment, masks, plastic, worth hundreds of millions of dollars to politically connected firms. I can't even begin to fathom the law breaking. Remember when Dr. David Martin said, you know, says it's a RICO operation? Yeah, interlocking directorates. People fed each other in the upper echelons. You want to tell me Trump was doing 6D chess? Help me out. Help me out. Help me learn. And don't just regurgitate talking points. Help me out. The Trump administration ultimately spent billions stockpiling ventilators and other PPE, but most of the ventilators went unused when they sometimes proved counterproductive or even deadly. This is so horrific. We have been duped, we've been snowed, we've been bamboozled, we've allowed a lot of it. So many of you just want to bury your head in the sand. You so desperately want to believe that everything is going to be okay. But you have to understand that it's not in, that okay is not going to come from a politician, somebody who's running for office. If you notice, I've 100% stopped having any kind of political candidates on the Dr. Jane Ruby show. I've stopped talking to them in terms of publicly, like recording my conversations, like, oh, hi, you know, Senator, blah, blah, blah. I have shut that down. And it's because it's not a pathway to relief. It's not a pathway to correction. And that includes Trump. So this latest egregious thing that got me fired up this morning to talk about all this was looking at, after this betrayal, I guess, or paid off treason with Mike Johnson, where he shut down the supposed congressional effort to block the suspension of our Fourth Amendment rights. And he made sure that it resulted in, it got shut down so that they don't even need a warrant. You better know your Constitution. You better know your rights. Because if you don't know them, you either won't recognize when somebody's blatantly taking them away from you. Remember, it's a boiling pot, and it's getting pretty warm in here for you frogs. It's getting really warm. And if you don't, first of all, you have to recognize that they're stealing your rights, and then you have to stand for yourself. I'm choosing my words very carefully this morning, as I try to do most days, but particularly here. You need to know your right to stand, and you need to stand for yourself and say, no, you can't just, in an act of Congress, strip one of the amendments to the Constitution out, and there won't be a knock at your door. There'll be a break-in of your door. And when you say, where's your warrant? Where's your warrant? We don't need a warrant. But when Mike Johnson did that, everybody was appalled, rightfully so. Scumbag, scumbag, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, phony pharma millionaire out there going, yeah, Mike Johnson at the last minute, you know, we can't control the Unipart. It's terrible. They got to him, up, 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 up. It's terrible. Mike Johnson, what does Trump do? Instead of coming out and saying, you know, I'm not going to tolerate that, you know, when I'm in office, blah, 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 blah. Not even placating you. He's not even throwing you a bone. He's saying, I like him. He's doing a good job under tough circumstances. Wow. Wow. Holy mother of God. Are you kidding me? Then the supporters, the blind sycophant supporters, part of his base, will say, well, it's okay. Well, we're upset with Mike Johnson, but, you know, but President Trump didn't mean it like that. He just meant that we've got to, you know, continue to support. God, where does that end for you? Where does that end when your hero puts you in a position where you are now a hypocrite? And you look like an idiot. How much of that? How many passes do you give? I just want to know. Let me know. Inform me. Help me out. How many passes do we give before we start holding someone's feet to the fire? This is the time to do it. To put pressure on him. To rally, not for him, but against him. In the sense that you let him know, I'm not going to take that shit. We're not going to tolerate that. No, you don't support rhinos. Don't endorse rhinos for their re-election campaign. Don't bring up Woody Johnson on the stage and tell people you love the guy when his shot has maimed and killed more people in the United States And don't bring him up on stage and say you love him because he's got a lot of cash. Ask him about that. That's not appropriate, President Trump. That doesn't sit right with me. We want you to, you know, to answer for that. You don't even ask him to answer for something during this campaigning period. Blows my mind. Guys, have a rest of a beautiful Sunday. I'm going to go enjoy this sun. Got a lot of great things to do, and almost all of them are going to be outside. God is great. See you all tomorrow night on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show.